You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Frank Sinatra on an S day. We're doing S all the way through Friday, which is the big pizza summit tomorrow. Rocco, Matt Russell. I know Shelley's very upset. Shelley also S on S day. Ellie. Good morning, you. Madam Chairwoman.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. It's funny, after we made this full hour of pizza talk called the Pizza Summit, right? I have so many people like, can I come? You know, so now I need to do a real pizza summit someplace where we can all just eat pizza.
But isn't that Saturday?
Well, that's Saturday. That's true. That's the Pizza Throwdown by the Tucson Originals at Fresco on Speedway and Country Club. Got to go to TucsonOriginals.com and look for the link to get your tickets. And are you having volume problems?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And you're plugged in?
I am plugged in.
That's weird. Yeah. I'll just have to really yell so you can hear me through your your dead headphones. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Yeah. We've done it before. Well, we had a weekend of moderating some forum debates together. Well, separate but together.
Yes, yeah,
over the weekend.
But together.
How was your Saturday? Your Saturday evening at the fabulous Omni Tucson National. There you go. Now she's got Matt's got her.
Matt's the best.
He is.
You're the best, Matt. Thank you.
For a cat guy, he's not bad. We love him. So, how was your Saturday evening with the gubernatorial and Senate debates?
You know what? I thought it was really fun.
Okay.
I've never done that before. So, it was kind of interesting to, you know, have never done that. I thought that Aaron Morris with Arizona Debates did a really good job.
She was your co-moderator?
No, she was they were the people that actually set it up.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So my co-moderator was a woman by the name of Jessica Kim, whom I had never met before, but she had done some things, some of the events up in Maricopa. So
okay.
She was there. So, and she turned out to be just lovely. It was really interesting. I think the candidates did a good job. Carrie Lake, Matt Salmon, and Paolo Tulliani.
Paula?
Paula.
Tulliani.
Tulliani Zen.
Yes.
Yes. She was also there. Those were our gubernatorial candidates. And then we had Blake Masters, Justin Olson, and Mick McGuire.
Okay. It sounded like there was a couple of distracting points during the governor one that had nothing to do with them talking about policy, but someone's videotaping, I'm telling you, I'm 1984, videoing the event, Matt's on his cell phone. I feel like I hear more about that than I did policy.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I did start out and give the rules, and I did not give the rules until everyone was in place.
Okay.
And I said that one of the rules was no recording. And so Carrie Lake's husband was behind me, so I didn't see him with the big television production camera, you know, on a stand and all this kind of stuff. And also, I guess Matt's wife texted him,
right?
And he pulled his phone out of his pocket and looked at it. So Carrie called him out on that. And then he said, "May I ask a question?" And again, first time moderator,
right?
I don't know, can you? and so, fortunately for him, he just blurted the question out. And I turned around, and then I asked it turned out to be Carrie Lake's husband. I didn't know who it was. Actually, I thought he might have been a tracker. You know, he had a baseball cap on. He had it down low, so I couldn't really see. And so I asked that he go outside, and I asked the Arizona Rangers that were there to make sure he deleted the tape, and they did.
Okay. Very cool.
So,
why did you have Arizona Rangers at a debate?
Just security.
Okay. How was the crowd?
It was it was sold out originally. Like, they had planned on 100.
Right.
And so then they opened it back up because they were getting more. And I think they had given out like 250 reservations. But I would guess they probably had about 200 or 225 because there were some open seats.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, more people stayed for the governor's debate than the Senate debate.
Interesting.
So some people left. So it started at like 8:30, or I'm sorry, 4:30, went to like 5:45, took like a 40-minute break. And I think that 40-minute break might have been
tough.
Too long.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like...
I'd be gone.
Yeah. And so then the Senate one started at 6:30 and ended at about 7:45.
I'd be sitting there with 40 minutes and I'm like at the Omnia going, I think I'm going to go down to that patio on the back looking over the 18th hole and have a cocktail and a chicken wing, and I ain't coming back.
That's exactly where we were. We were overlooking all of that, and we were right there by, you could just go right down the stairs to that grill.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people did.
I thought we had a good time on Monday with the CD6 debate.
I thought that was great as well.
Another 225 people showing up, and I thought most of the people on the stage did a pretty nice job, and I thought we, as someone said to me, it was nice to see a group of 225-plus having a functional Republican get together.
Yes. Well, of course, we do that often, you know. But
that's true.
But I will say that I thought the candidates did a good job. I thought the way the whole facility was set up was awesome.
Yep.
I liked the format of the debate. I liked all the different questions.
We burned through 20 questions before we got to the everyone ask a question.
Oh, okay.
Which I was thrilled with.
Yeah, I really... You know. Yeah, I liked it. Your timer was great. I was sitting right behind Jen, so I could see the timer, and man, she was on it.
She was way on it.
Yeah, so that was great.
So this was her instructions to the candidates. She goes, you're only getting two signs for me, 10 seconds and out. That's what she told them.
Well, you know, she did, I'll tell you, she did a great job. And I thought you did a great job as well. Asking the questions and keeping things moving, and the questions were really good.
Yep. No, and those came from the members. I didn't write any of the questions. We wanted it to be from the membership of the Northwest Republican Association, and that's what we did.
You know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and I said we have kind of two kind of new groups: the Northwest Republican Association and RINCON Speaks. Or RINCON Speakers, where they have speakers on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, this is the Chris King group.
The Chris King group and the Bill Maynard group.
Yep.
And I think they're really filling a void in our community, in our Republican community.
Right.
And it showed. And, you know, the other night, I don't know if you got to talk to anybody. I was sitting there thinking to myself, wow, it's 9 o'clock. Chris has got to get up in like 5 hours. And I started, I kind of hung around and talked to some people. And there were some minds changed
that.
So there clearly were some people. I had two people tell me, I saw him walking out with signs, and so I said, wow, what made you make that decision? And they had been thinking one way, and they were going another.
No, it was all on display,
yep.
Right? And it was all five candidates together for the first time, which we didn't realize until a few days leading into the debate. That was the first time all five of them were together. So worked out great.
And you know what I thought was, this is the girl and me talking. You know what was kind of cute? When the guys all agreed that they would take off their jackets.
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting. And I mean, I didn't hear the conversation, but I just watching the three of them talked, and then all at once, the three of them took off their jackets and hung them on the back of the chair, which I thought was kind of interesting.
It was a little warm and humid there, so we
yeah.
As I told them, we're prepping them for working a summer in the swamp in D.C. So.
Oh, there's nothing like the summer in D.C. There's a reason they leave in August. I'll tell you.
8:16 in the morning, Shelley Kice, Christy Simone. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you went to the one that Shelley did on Saturday or the one we did on Monday, please give us a call to give us your review and comments, 790-2040. Three more segments to go before the end of our day, and then Pizza Summit tomorrow. It's gonna be a heck of a show. Stretchy pants, everything. Wake up.
A little Santo and Johnny on S Day.
Look at you, little Patty Smythe, the old warrior. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
That works for Scandal or Patty Smythe. It works both ways.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
No matter how you count it.
I've been trying to talk to Republicans, and I keep saying using the phrase happy warriors, right?
Yeah.
That's how we should be transacting our business. Not all of us are doing it, but that's my hope.
I think I actually had written a chairman's journal about that one time.
Yeah.
That was Ronald Reagan's term, happy warriors.
You know what I mean? Especially now with the Democrats are just throwing themselves and everyone else into the fire right now with their really bad policies.
Oh, man.
This is the perfect time to be the happy warrior. You still pound them when you need to pound them, but you do it in a way that, you know, even as the adversity gets a little higher, your spirits get better. You know, instead of eating each other.
We definitely are happy warriors. I mean, we don't like what we see going on, but, you know, we've got a recorder right now who's telling us that 16 of our polling centers cannot have observers. Well, no, that's the wrong answer. It says in the law that observers will be allowed in all polling centers. And her comment is they're too small. Well, if they're too small, they should not have been approved by the Board of Supervisors. And
what does small have to do with anything?
There's no room for observers. What's
an example of a place that's too small?
I don't know.
Do we have photo mats anymore?
Well, we're going to have to we're going to have to go check these out because we aren't buying that. But this is a county administration that is not operating in the most efficient and effective manner.
Well, and the rookie recorder who doesn't really know what she's doing a lot of times just snubbed the Board of Supes themselves.
She was asked
to show up.
Yeah. Not only, I'm one of the recipients of an incorrect voter registration card. I'm one of the 84,000 people. The 14% failure rate of the administration of a major function of the job.
Especially coming after such a controversial election, you better get your crap straight. And
yeah.
and we're going to do it. We're going to do this new experiment with e-books and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pima County has plenty of those canopy shade things that they use for all the coronavirus tests. I'm sure they can set you guys up with your observers to be outside looking through the window, sticking your head in the window of the photo mat.
And yeah, you know what? I'm not real excited about asking our observers to stand out in the 103 degree heat. But yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's what we do for our constitutional
polling
republic.
Polling places at Salad and Go.
Let's go to the phone, 790-2040. Kirk Feiler, what's up, bud? Kirk.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Hi, Shelley. Can
hey,
you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound just fine.
Oh, good, good. Hey, first of all, Shelley, thanks for all you do. You must feel like a candidate sometimes with all the people taking pot shots at you. It's unbelievable to me, but thanks for all you do. And I wanted to give a candidate perspective on the CD6 debate the other night. I thought it was a very well-planned, a very well-run event. I enjoyed it very much. Chris, I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
And the questions really were good questions from the audience. I, as a candidate, I've gotten to know all the candidates in the race there. And on a personal level, I like them all. They're all great people. I hadn't quite made up my mind, but I left. And I thought one candidate stood out above the rest. So I like that format. I'd like to see more. So great job on everyone's part.
Thanks, Kirk. We appreciate it. And yes, ma'am.
Kirk, I'd like to say something. I practice observation. And one of the things I noticed the other night, I want to congratulate you on your situational awareness. You noticed that several of the candidates had already depleted their water bottle before the debate even started. And you went and you got five waters for the candidates and replaced their water. I noticed that you did that. Hats off to you. I was impressed.
Well, thank you. And again, as a candidate, I've been in that situation. And when you run out of water, especially when it's hot, it can be tough to talk.
No, absolutely. No, that was a good little fun situation. So thanks for keeping everyone properly hydrated.
You bet. And one last thing, thanks for having me on your show the other day, Chris. Very much appreciated.
Again, like I said, you did a fine job, and it was good introducing you to the Wakeys. So
great. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, have a good day, Kirk.
You too. Take care.
790-2040 is the phone number. I would be remiss, I believe, and then we'll go to break. I believe there is an LD debate thing going on Saturday.
On Saturday at the Catalina Foothills High School at 9 o'clock. And what we have promised is that we would make an opportunity available for all of our Pima County legislative candidates to have an opportunity to speak. Some of our candidates, so for example, LD18, Stan Kane for Senate and Linda Evans for House, they are uncontested. So it's almost like nobody's really paying any attention to them, but it's just as important to pay attention to our uncontested candidates. So they'll be there. They've been invited. So all of our candidates who are running in Pima County for legislative district races have been invited.
Now, I appreciate the fight with Joan Collins in the Fountain, okay, that Linda Evans had, but I didn't know she was actually running for anything. So seriously, until you just said this, I did not realize there's a Linda Evans running for office.
So, yes, she is.
This is why we have you here.
And that is very important. And something else that I'll just mention now, and we can mention after the break, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, there is going to be a mock election at the Abrams Center at 3950 South Country Club Road. And the public will be invited to come and see how this election is going to work.
Wow.
Thanks for remembering to bring that up. Yep.
All right, let's talk about this more when we come back. I don't think we've talked about it, but I also remember there was this thing about how they wanted COVID tests and things like that for poll observers because Pima County is so wonderful. We'll talk about that with Chairwoman Shelley Keiss. Little Scorpions, Klaus Meine, wins the change. Everyone start whistling, get those lighters out. Let's do this thing. There we go. Now we're classing the joint up here a little bit. Little Johann Strauss Jr. Little Thunder and Lightning Polka. This is what we do here. We play the Smiths, the Scorpions, Strauss. We're doing it up.
Nice call there, Chris.
I should have done my NPR voice. I blew that. Sorry. Johann Strauss Jr., Thunder and Lightning Polka. Coming up, Lakshmi Singh is going to be doing a profile on revolutionary hero Donna Cazares Kelly in Pima County. The new Pima County Regardia. Oh, hi. Welcome back, Christy Simone. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Got out of my little NPR thing there for a while. So, Shelley Keiss, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, I hear that we're doing this mock election thing tomorrow over at the health center here.
Abrams.
Yeah, the part of the whole Abrams Health Center here on Ajo and Country Club.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so what time is that going down?
9 o'clock. It's going to be from 9 until 11. And the address is 3950 South Country Club. And it is a mock election. And this will be the opportunity to see the e-poll book, to see the printer, to see the whole system and how it's going to work.
Okay.
And we've been, the Pima County Republican Party, you know, we've got so many, I mean, I could just go on and on and on about all the amazing people that we have, but Sarah Ramsey has stepped up and taken over our training of our poll workers. We need 600, and I think it's 619 poll workers on Election Day.
Primary Election Day.
Yes.
Okay.
And general. It'll be the same number for the general as well. But what we're doing is we are like way ahead of, I think, where we've ever been because we realize how important elections are. So what we've done is we have mapped out the early polling places and the different jobs that there are signature verification, tabulation room, things like that. And that takes place from early ballot drops July 6th. So probably the they'll be starting that like July 10th, let's say, just a rough estimate. That's going to go through August 2nd. And actually, there'll be some going on beyond that. But on August 2nd, we have 129 polling centers, and we need to staff those. We're going to be staffing four-hour shifts, 5:30 a.m. to 9:30, 9:30 to 1:30, 1:30 to 5:30, 5:30 to close. Now, close is at 7 o'clock, the polls close. But then there's also things that the poll workers that will be doing that we want our observers to observe.
Sure.
So
we saw some fun stuff after the polls closed in 2020.
Yes. So here's some of the things that we've done under Sarah's leadership, along with Bobby Joe King's amazing administrative skills and executive skills, making decisions on getting things done. We're notifying the people who have signed up to be poll workers. We're asking them to sign up for shifts. We're asking them to attend two trainings. One training, which is a practical skills training. You know, this is what you're looking for, things like that. The second training is going to be on June 30th, and it's going to be a legal training, and it will be done by an RNC attorney. We'll be doing that live, and if you're signed up to be a poll worker, you'll be notified of the location. We'll be doing it live with a Zoom, so you can also Zoom in live, and then we will have that link for you. If you decide later on you want to be a poll worker, you can come in and watch the link. We credential poll workers. It's the job of the county chairman to certify that these people are credentialed poll workers. I made a decision about 4 weeks ago that we would not be credentialing PNDs or independents. You must be a registered Republican to be an observer for the Republican Party.
We were credentialing in the past PNDs?
There was some discussion about doing that, and some gotcha. Counties across the state have said, well, we want to credential them. I made the call that we would use Republicans.
Do you have enough volunteers?
We have about 400, so we're still going for more. And we went last week, the Quail Creek Republican Club showed the movie 2,000 Mules to about 100 residents. And we said, anybody who's interested in being a poll worker, hang around after this and we'll give you your first training. And we picked up about 30 people right there.
That's good. What I was going to say is for all of you out there, who have been complaining, crying, the wailing and gnashing of teeth about election integrity.
Yep.
All right. And then of course, spending lots of wasted time on your social media, bitching and moaning about such things. This is your real easy way to participate in trying to bring some election integrity back into the system. So how do they volunteer with you good people?
Well, first off, we have been advertising poll worker and observer training throughout in our e-tracks. And we have also the Arizona Republican Party sent out a postcard that many of you may have received with, instead of Uncle Sam, it has Uncle Donald, and Donald Trump with a looking like Uncle Sam. And it said, we need you. And it had some things. So you can go and sign up. You can call our office at 520-321-1492. Or you can email us at hq@pimagop.org.
Now, before we go to break, tell me about, I teased it earlier. There was this whole hubbub that Pima County wasn't going to allow poll worker observers if they weren't vaccinated and all this other jazz.
Well, so...
Or tested.
Yeah. And so what they tried to do is it was a little bit of theater, I think. They narrowly defined poll worker. So remember, a poll worker is someone that Pima County is paying. And so the poll workers are receiving for their services a fee, whatever it is, whatever their payment is. But they were saying that you had to be vaccinated. But you know what? Let's take a look at this. Let's just unpack this real quick. Number one, when election day comes, you don't have to be vaccinated because they're going to sign-e-die here in the next day. They've got a bipartisan budget bill that's going through. So they're going to sign-e-die by June 30th, which means by the time election day comes, Governor Ducey's executive order, or law, actually it's a law, that says that you know counties and cities can't do this. They can't mandate this. So they're going to be able to work by November 2nd. So this was just, or November 8th, I'm sorry. This was just a game. And so we're working, and so to everybody in Pima County, we are prepared to challenge this in a court of law. We are not going to allow the Pima County Elections Department and the Pima County Recorder to deny having Republican poll workers because of the vaccination.
Right.
And so we're going to be solid on this, and we're not backing down.
Good.
So
how has the county been to work with? They've been tough to work with.
I think mixed
review.
Well, it's a mixed review because the county is in organizational flux with a brand new recorder who's only been in office since, you know, January of 21, who's had a couple of, you know, colossal failures.
Yep.
And then a new election director who, you know, still doesn't know where Costco is because she's had her feet on the ground since, you know, April. And I'm sure she's learning her way around. But then the other thing that both of these ladies have faced is that they've had senior employees who have left their organizations.
Yep.
So they've got junior staff with limited knowledge. They're new on the ground. They're implementing a new system. The printers haven't arrived. They have to train people how to do things differently. There's questions about IT, the information technology piece of this. So, you know, this is what we would refer to as the perfect storm. And we want to work with the county. The Republican Party wants to work with the county, make sure that we fill absolutely every observer role. And we will be the eyes working with the county for the people of Pima County to ensure that we have free and fair elections.
Let's see. Let me ask Google here. Let's see that. Let's see. How many days until August 2nd?
August 2nd, 2022 is in 40 days.
Okay, so robot said 40 days, and we still don't have the printers, which are the key to this whole e-books thing.
Yes. We have one. We have one.
Oh.
But they're supposed to be here by June 30th.
So here's one of my favorite things is, so Constance, the new elections director, brought the one printer, to the Board of Supes meeting to show kind of how it worked, right? And the best part is they had the Pima County comms photographer taking pictures. And the best part is they did the picture over with looking at Steve Christie, right? Because Steve, of course, is going to be the biggest skeptic of the five of them, right? It was almost like they were making it seem like Steve was cool with it, right? Like, we showed off our new printer to Steve Christie, you know, and you're like, oh, this is like worse than a paparazzi angle.
Well, you know what? I bet Bobby Joe King a couple of months ago, I said, in no time, you will see Sharon Bronson and Rex Scott voting with Steve Christie. And that's what we're starting to see.
Really? Where are we seeing that?
Well, we saw it last Tuesday.
On what vote?
They voted, now I can't remember which
budget?
One it was. No, wasn't
or the raises? Was it the raises?
No, it wasn't. No. It had something to do with the elections.
Well, again, so when they had the story, when they were talking about, remember, what with Cazares Kelly snubbing the Board of Supes invite,
yep.
And Steve is going through questions that he would have asked her, and then some background information. Even Bronson was pigpiling on Cazares Kelly, going, "What?" Right, and then the other thing, of course, Sharon was pissed off that she still refers to Lesher as the acting county administrator. That was the other thing. I mean, Cazares Kelly has no, she is a ship onto her own. You got to check out her husband too. That guy, Kelly, he is leftist like you would never believe. Go look at his Facebook page. It, Wow. What are you going to say, Matt?
They got printers coming. Just, you know, with the whack-a-mole situation on shortages, are there any shortages of toner or ink, printer ink, that we need to worry about, you know?
Or paper.
And are they, and are they only going to... Yeah, right, right.
This is why
TEP is sending...
Oh, that's right. You could finish yours
TEP
first.
Is sending bills on basically grocery bag envelopes because of, quote, a shortage of paper.
That's
and that's
true.
Why Kazaris Kelly cited that she sent the voting cards out early because of a shortage of paper.
That's
and,
true.
And at this demonstration where we can experience the vote centers, is that going to be with the one printer?
Well, it would have to be because I don't think the others have come in yet.
Imagine that line.
And all you fools that have been making fun of Rahina's A Million Trees, that's for the paper, you jerks. She's trying to save this election, and you guys keep making fun of her. Stop it. 6:48 in the morning. Sharon,
Ouch.
That's okay.
My apologies. Shelley Kice, chairwoman of the GOP, perfect music right now, on the Wake Up Tucson show. We have one more segment with Shelley, and then 21 hours later, a pizza summit will occur, and there'll be happiness and pizza all across this whole great land here. Wake up. All right, 8:54 in the morning, hanging out with Shelley Kice, talking about Italian food. Always a good thing. Pizza summit tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Rocco, Trident Pizza, Susan from the Gluten Free Girls will be here. We might add a couple more before it's all over. And then Matt Russell will be here, and McCluskey. McCluskey, the baby did go home yesterday.
Oh,
so baby Mac is at the house.
Baby Mac is here.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Baby Mac is here. That's why Kraft changed their thing to Kraft Mac and Cheese for McCluskey. That's what happened. So 6 pounds, 2 ounces. So
how exciting.
Absolutely. So, so we got a few minutes to go. So we always get this, right? I know you hear this, right, from Republicans, and some of them are paying attention. Some of them are kind of paying attention, right? And they always say, and we've heard this for years, you and I too, right? The party doesn't do crap for me, right? We've heard
right.
that. How many times
right.
have we heard that from candidate supporters,
yep. Yep.
Or armchair quarterbacks?
Yep.
So when you hear, if someone said to you right now, I'm sure that you've probably gotten that question.
Yes.
What the hell is the party doing to help us win elections? Shelley Kice, you have 3.5 minutes to answer that question.
So one of the things that the party's doing is we started doing this in January of 2021. And the first thing we did was we got organized, cleaned up our office, fixed it up, got it so that it was streamlined, so that we had efficient operations going, everything from appointing PCs to adding a communication arm. So we have a weekly e-tracks that goes out. We have calls to action with the e-stampede. We give our inside reporters, if you will, any of our Republicans have an opportunity to provide information in our e-pulse. As we keep moving forward, then throughout, what we've done is we are offering this debate opportunity this Friday, again, June 25th, Saturday, June 25th at 9 a.m. at Catalina Foothills High School. But in addition to that, we are going to, once we get past the primary, because the party does not pick favorites. And so what we have done is any candidate who has wanted to have their literature, their signs in our office, and we've got stuff everywhere. We hold that for them. We answer any calls. We do media like this to get the importance of the party out. We are staffing the elections to make sure that we can't have a steal. We're recruiting volunteers. We are doing voter registration drives. We've got a call to a weekend of action coming up with the Republican Party, July 1 through 4, with the focus being on voter registration. We are, as I said, we're recruiting our volunteers, our election observers. We are, once we get past the primary, we will have a unity rally within days of the primary. You will get notified that we're having a big unity rally. We are going to not only celebrate our nominee, but we're going to celebrate our candidates who took the time and made the investment for Pima County, the state of Arizona, for our country.
So as you notice, my new question I ask everyone on the air is, are you going to actively campaign for the winner of the primary?
Yes.
And that's right. that's what we need. That's what we all pray that we get. We're never going to get 100% buy-in on that, but hopefully we get a majority buy-in.
Well, and that's the key. And we're going to get a unity rally. Once we get, we want everybody to get behind the people that have won the primary. And once we get behind the people that have won the primary, then we're going to be doing OTT, so we'll be advertising our candidates. We're going to advertise them on Facebook, on television. We hope to be able to raise enough money to advertise them on television, on radio, because we are working for our candidates. And then we're going to take all of the 700 PCs that are available. You can either make a phone call, send a text, knock a door. There are things for us to do. And if you say, oh, I can't do that, then you know what? We'll teach you how to stuff sleeves, address postcards. We're going to get out the vote. We will begin the win in Pima County in November of 2022.
Begin the win. Love it. Nice job there. Good talking to you. Thanks for your efforts as always. And we'll do it again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Shelley Kice, PimaGOP.org if you want to find out more. We'll see you for the Pizza Summit tomorrow. It's going to be a very fun, amazing show. Monday, Brother Joe, and then Dr. Neil's going to talk about summer forest fires. So wake up.